KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, it's mostly sunny and 67 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly sunny and increasingly humid today, a high of 87. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In Western Iowa news, a man who was the subject of a manhunt in Carroll that led to a school lockdown earlier this year pleaded guilty Tuesday to charges of domestic abuse, assault, and willful injury. The Omaha World-Herald reports 27-year-old Mark Lee of Carroll was sentenced to 15 years in prison as part of the plea agreement. Lee used a samurai sword to stab his former girlfriend, Christine Burnett, the night of May the 17th. The stabbing took place in Lee's rented home in Carroll. Authorities say afterward he took the woman to his basement, choked her, and tied her up with an electrical cord. The next morning, Lee left for work. Burnett was able to get free and went to a neighboring house for help. Local schools were put on a lockdown as a precaution. Burnett was flown by helicopter to a Des Moines hospital, suffering from a wound to her chest, which she's still recovering from. After a day-long pursuit, police found Lee hiding under the deck of a North Carroll residence at around 8:30 p.m. and arrested him. At the sentencing hearing on Tuesday, Lee's attorney said his client had served in the Army, deployed to Afghanistan, and suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. Police in Creston say two people were arrested Tuesday on separate charges. At around 5:45 p.m., 38-year-old Naomi Robinson of Creston was arrested on a charge of fifth-degree theft. She was later released from the Union County Jail on a promise to appear in court. And just before 10 a.m. Tuesday, 46-year-old Susan Lemon of Creston was arrested at the Union County Courthouse on a warrant for OWI first offense. She was later released on $1,000 bond. Two people were arrested last night in Red Oak, while another was cited. According to Red Oak PD, 50-year-old Tammy Renee Servin of Red Oak was arrested at around 9:30 p.m. on a trespass charge. Her bond was set at $300. And a little after 11 p.m., 36-year-old Jeremy Dean James of Red Oak was arrested for open container as the driver of a vehicle following an incident in the Legion Park. James was also given a warning for failure to maintain license plates. He was later released on $465 bond. And at around the same time and place, 41-year-old Christy Ann Coverdale of Stanton was cited for having an open container. The woman was released after receiving the citation. The man who was allegedly trying to steal copper from the roof of the historic Trails Center early Tuesday morning in Council Bluffs was wanted in Nebraska on an assault warrant. KETV at Omaha reports 53-year-old John Carlson was arrested at around 1:45 a.m. after officers were forced to use a taser on him. The roof sustained several $1,000s in damage during the alleged attempted copper theft. Carlson was wanted in Nebraska for allegedly assaulting two people in August. In 1996, he'd been wanted for theft and violating his probation. Over the years, he's done time for burglary and escape and theft. Carlson got out of prison in May, and the assault occurred less than a month later. The Creston Police Department said yesterday that they had arrested Monday night an Ottumwa man on a Union County warrant for probation violation. 29-year-old Bradley Greg Clymer was being held without bond in the Union County Jail, awaiting an appearance before the magistrate. And early Sunday morning, Creston police arrested 18-year-old Dylan Daniel Megason of Creston for interference with official acts. Megason was later released on $300 bond. Chad Sterling Kozad of Creston was arrested Sunday night on a Union County warrant for a probation violation. His bond was set at $1,000. Students at the Red Oak Middle School are getting an extended break for Labor Day. The Daily Nonpareil says classes were canceled yesterday and then again today while crews worked to clean up after a weekend water leak that left at least 2 inches of water on the second floor of the three-story middle school building. The incident triggered an alarm, and when firefighters and district personnel arrived, they found a water valve was open. A professional restoration company worked Sunday and Monday to attempt to have the building ready for classes on Tuesday, but several sections of the western portion of the school remained wet and classes were canceled. Restoration of the building was almost done Tuesday when the work was called off at around 3:30 p.m. An electrical contractor found that water had dripped into electrical conduits, creating a potential safety hazard. A fire marshal is expected to inspect the building this morning. School officials say they hope to announce that students can return to their classes on Thursday. An announcement about the classes is expected sometime between now and noon today. The only nationally accredited cancer treatment center in southwest Iowa has received a $1 million grant for an upgrade to its radiation therapy equipment. The Daily Nonpareil reports Methodist Jenny Edmondson's Cancer Center in Council Bluffs received the award from the Leona M. and Harry B. Helmsley Charitable Trust and a $1 million challenge grant from an anonymous donor. The funds will help to make the purchase of a state-of-the-art linear accelerator. Shelley Stingley, Program Director of the Helmsley Charitable Trust's Rural Healthcare Program, said the Helmsley grant is intended to enhance healthcare delivery to residents of rural areas. The combined $2 million will help to launch a capital campaign to raise $5 million for the purchase of the accelerator and construction of the special vault needed to house it. The accelerator will deliver radiation with as much speed and accuracy as possible, reducing the duration and number of treatments that patients need, according to a press release from Jenny Edmondson. When a patient undergoes radiation treatment with the technology, the beams are designed to selectively debilitate cancer cells while minimizing damage to nearby healthy cells. Increased precision allows radiation oncologists to treat complex cases involving cancers of the head, neck, lung, breast, abdomen, and liver. Even tumors that move, such as those in the lungs, can be precisely targeted thanks to special technology that compensates for motion during the treatment. Well, Sunday night's storms, carrying winds of up to 70 miles per hour, damaged cornfields in Crawford and Greene counties around Jefferson and Denison. Mike Brevard farms nearly 3,000 acres near Jefferson. He said yesterday that he did a survey Monday of some of the storm damage.
It's worse in Greene County. It's once you get a few miles south of Highway 30, there's some cornfields that some broke off, some laid down pretty good. I think some's broken off and some's just laid over at the roots.
Brevard says despite the storm damage, this year's corn crop is doing very well.
Corn looks really good. It could be as good a crop, good a yield I've ever had.
But his soybean fields are being hit by sudden death syndrome.
Right there in the beginning of August, we got the 3 inches of rain. It kind of sudden death set in pretty good. And sudden death syndrome, it's just kind of been expanding ever since. And beans are prematurely dying. There's still going to be beans there where the beans are dying, but they're just going to be small, I think, and it's going to take some bushels off of our bean yield.
Brevard estimates the disease may cut soybean yields by 5, maybe even 10 bushels an acre. It's too soon to assess how much the wind cut West Central Iowa's corn harvest. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Dorothy Forsman, age 98 of Panora and formerly of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Funeral services for Dorothy Forsman will be held today at 10:30 at the Guthrie Center Church of Christ. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Opal Bishop, age 96 of Atlantic, died Thursday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Opal Bishop will be today at 3 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Terry Lee Sorey, age 63 of Woodbine, died Saturday. Funeral services for Terry Lee Sorey will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Fouts Funeral Home in Woodbine. Sandy Raby, age 44 of Primgar, died Saturday at the Baum Harmon Mercy Hospital in Primgar. Memorial services for Sandy Raby will be Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Primgar. Adringa Funeral Home of Sheldon is in charge of the arrangements. Richard E. McCauley, age 81 of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Cremation has taken place and services for Richard McCauley will be held at a later date at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. Rita Hughes Burke, age 71 of Denver, Colorado and formerly of the Adair-Casey area, died August 23rd. Graveside services for Rita Burke will be this Saturday at 11:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Cemetery in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. Brenda Ludwig Crawford, age 57, of Chelmsford, Massachusetts, and formerly of the Atlantic and Stewart areas, died Saturday. Memorial services for Brenda Ludwig Crawford will be Saturday at 7 p.m. in Chelmsford. M. Lucille Plummer, age 95, of Anita, died Monday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Anita. Funeral services for Lucille Plummer will be next Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. And Merwin Brown, age 81 of Beaumont, Texas, and formerly of Harlan, died Tuesday. An outdoor celebration of life gathering for Merwin Brown will be held at the home of Gary and Carol Robertson of Elkhorn from noon until 4 p.m. on September 20th. That is a check of our news this morning on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.